Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, my colleague and co-host, and we're very pleased to welcome Brendan Weichert. Brendan is the author of the new book, highly recommended, Biohacked, China's Race to Control Life. The important word here is control, because China is most engaged in a surveillance state against its own people and anyone else it can reach. A new item from Germany underlines the risk. Just over a month ago, goes the report, a leading U.S. technology firm made a rather mysterious announcement. NVIDIA, which produces the world's most advanced computer chips, the small silicon cards needed to run everything from supercomputers to modern cars and cell phones, said the United States government was restricting the export of its most advanced chips to, quote, some Middle Eastern countries, end quote. Brendan, a very good day to you. You're our guide on AI and some Middle Eastern countries. NVIDIA, what's the significance of naming the particular S&P 500 firm? What does that represent? Good evening to you.
Well, good evening, and thank you for having me again. And hello, Gordon. It's a pleasure to be here. The significance is NVIDIA is probably the most competitive, dynamic chip maker in the world. The kinds of chips that they innovate and design are, you know, really next generation stuff. And so the concern is that not only could these systems end up in the hands of China, who can then, of course, use them to keep up with the United States in the overall economic race, but also that those systems can be weaponized, that they're dual use, and they could be used in furthering China's military technological ambitions as well. So we want to cut that off and stop them from being able to stay at pace with us.
NVIDIA itself is extremely prominent on Wall Street right now. Mm-hmm. It's about as high as high end as you can get. This is the Tesla of chip making. Yeah. So we're looking at a company reporting some Middle Eastern countries. I'm unfamiliar with their, what you'd have to say, public relations. Why are they being vague?
Well, because I think neither our government nor the company want to basically humiliate the Middle Eastern country or countries that are actually being targeted here, because they have the business has more business it's doing beyond whatever they're being stymied by with these restrictions. But more importantly, the U.S. government doesn't want to humiliate any allies in the region, because we still have to do business with them on a geopolitical level. So it's better just not to name names and just cut off the problem and kind of gloss over it.
One more detail. This article from Germany in English has a photograph of MBS, the heir apparent in Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, sitting ceremonially at a table, and opposite him is a man in a blue suit named Xi Jinping. Is this suggestive of anything to you, Brendan?
Yeah, so I've written extensively on the China's growing presence in the Middle East, and it is predominantly geared on technology. Saudi Arabia in particular, with their Silicon Wadi, which is their version of Silicon Valley, has partnered with Huawei, and they are basically trying to innovate in Saudi Arabia so that Saudi Arabia won't be an oil-dependent economy, that they will have new things to offer the world. They want to become the center of this new global technological revolution, and China's gotten in on the ground floor. So too, though, is Israel. Herzliya by the Sea, for instance, is one of their versions of Silicon Valley. And China has targeted both Saudi Arabia's tech sector and Israel's tech sector for partnership, quote unquote, so that they can gain access through the back door to U.S. technology.
I want to just make certain I understand the pattern here, because this is all based upon induction or deduction. Yeah. Deduction.
Deduction, right. Yeah. Yeah.
NVIDIA says some Middle Eastern countries. Mm-hmm. Some Middle Eastern countries include Saudi Arabia.
Yep.
Some Saudi Arabian relationships are strengthening with the People's Republic of China, where we're clearly not going to permit NVIDIA to export chips. Is that all correct, Brandon?
That is 100% correct.
Gordon, yes. You have a question for Brandon.
Brandon, I assume that enforcing sanctions is a difficult thing to do. I guess what our goal here, or at least a realistic goal, is to slow down these chips to China, and so that they get them and they don't get them in sufficient quantities. Is that what's going on here? Because I assume that they will get some chips somehow, considering how many chips there are and the difficulty of making sure that nothing gets to China.
Yeah, I think that's probably a correct assessment. I don't know if that's a winning strategy on our part, because what we're witnessing now is it's not just trade with China we're cutting off. We're having to now go after other countries as well in the Middle East. The real tragedy here, if it is Saudi Arabia, as I suspect, that's being targeted by these new sanctions, this could have been avoided. The Biden administration, since it took power, has done everything in its power to alienate Saudi Arabia. It should have been the Saudis going to American tech firms and partnering with them to create Silicon Wadi rather than Huawei. But the reason that MBS is doing this is because he is trying to insulate himself from what he thinks is an enemy or a challenge from the Biden administration to his power. And so we've sort of created this monster yet again, with very short-sighted diplomacy, in my opinion.
It appears from the outside to be an arms race. Is that how to regard these chips? Not battleships, not carriers, not atomic bombs, but tools for war. Is that it, Brandon? Is that why this, all of a sudden, this rush to say us and them?
Yes, I agree completely. I think that's correct. It is the ultimate method of warfare today. Is every system requires chips, sophisticated chips. So if you can cut your enemy off from it, you've done some serious damage to your enemy.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Brandon, how are the Saudis doing in tech development? Are they succeeding?
I would say that they're succeeding. It's part of Saudi Vision 2030, which is their plan that MBS is spearheaded to basically, they brought the Saudi Aramco public in 2018 to fund the new investments into tech. And ever since then, with Huawei's help now, Saudi Arabia, they're doing pretty well with technology development.
We have an arms race about AI. We have NVIDIA being desirable, but there are many other companies, including the companies that build the machines that lead to the chips. We have TSMC in Taiwan, where the finest of the chips are all made. This arms race is well underway. There's no containing it. It's proliferating. Proliferation, just like the atomic weapons, Brandon. Is that a fair analogy? We have about a minute.
Yeah, I think that's correct. And it's scary because we don't seem to have a very good plan for stopping it fully. We can maybe stop it occasionally. But like I said, it's becoming more prolific and widespread. We can't stop everything.
And in attempting to restrict to some Middle Eastern countries, we're alienating as much as we're protecting, which is the nature of atomic weapons as well. You wind up inspecting your enemies, who are, of course, defiant and manage to proliferate in any event. That looks to be the model we're following.
Yeah, it does seem to be that way. Obviously, we have to do something to slow China's technology threat to us, but we're going to need to do more than just play defense. We need to go on the offense by investing in high-tech innovation here in the United States and empowering our allies. We don't do that.
Brandon Weikert is the author of Biohacked, his new book, China's Race to Control Life. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.